Hello and welcome again to Book Talk. Today we're delighted to have Mary Killen, who, apart from her books and being Britain's best-known agony aunt with her long-running, fascinating Dear Mary column in The Spectator, has also become a bit of a celebrity through her amusing and compelling performances on Gogglebox alongside her husband Giles. In fact, it's a great double act. Mary starts here by talking about a novel that she loves and thinks has been strangely neglected, before moving on to talk about one of her own books.
The Tap Dancer by Andrew Barrow was first published in 1992. This book is a portrait of a patriarch, an upper middle class man with five sons. He was a tricky man, but his sons were devoted to him. Andrew Barrow made notes. Indeed, his mother said, "I'm going to knock that notebook out of your hands with that hot water bottle." But the book is a testament to the value of note-taking and diary-keeping. As Andrew Barrow said to me later, that book wrote itself. It's also a testament to perseverance because three major publishers turned it down. And eventually Duckworth saw the genius and published it. It won two prizes, one of them the Hawthornden Prize. And last year, Alan Bennett mentioned that it was one of the two favourite books he had read in his lifetime, which he wished he had written himself. The other one was The Pursuit of Love by Nancy Mitford. I really love this book. And there is such a lot of pleasure to be had on every page. It not only conjures up a sort of lost world from the recent past, but it's a great portrait of affection, family values, just general little details of days which can be overlooked if not recorded. It has a momentum and a satisfying conclusion. All I can say is it will make you happier and laugh if you've got a sense of humour, if you read it. I'd like to move on to a book I've written myself. This book has also had two sort of births. The first one in about 2010, when it appeared as How the Queen Can Make You Happy, which was meant to be a joke based on Alain de Botton's book, How Proust Can Make You Happy, which has been republished last year, What Would Her Majesty the Queen Do? It's a self-help book, but what it does is it studies the late Elizabeth II and how she structured her life. What tips can we pick up from her? From things like sitting up straight while eating, which is actually key to efficient digestion, to concentrating when meeting people, giving them her full attention, to concentrating when reading state papers, and to generally taking a long view of things. And what drove Her Majesty was her Christian belief. And how else do you think she managed to face all those crowds every day without fear? She was doing her duty, which was what she believed God had required her to do. And we are all the beneficiaries of it. I couldn't have admired anyone more than the late Her Majesty the Queen. And so I feel that though I wrote it in a, well, readable and jokey-ish way, I meant every word of it. We all have a lot to learn from the way Her Majesty the Queen lived her own life.